Addie and I thought we'd do ours together because it's been, most of our lives have been spent together with Michael. There's lots of different things. So as Shona said, Michael's been a part of our lives for as long as we can remember. It started with magic trees and mermaids in the backyard of Turek Gardens. Believe me, he was a good storyteller.
We can remember some practical jokes that have gone wrong, but I'm sure that most of you have heard about the stone-throwing incident. Michael would often ask us to introduce workshops with this story. It's a bit embarrassing, but what it did was it really showed him in a good light as it illustrated his impressive ability to exercise parental control and retain a great sense of humour. Whilst growing up, we had many neighbourhood celebrations, and Michael always seemed to be on our wavelength at every one we shared. And I think that's a bit of a theme that you've probably been noticing here. Michael knew how to play. As you know, Michael had a talent for relating to anyone at any age, and he was still able to play when we both turned 30. Michael's fancy dress party, which was a lot of fun, and Michael really gave it 100% of the costuming. It was a Bollywood theme party, by the way.
Interesting costume. My 30th, however, was slightly different. I actually thought I was going for a meeting at Shona's house on intercountry adoption. And so I'm sitting there with David and Cheryl and Shona in Shona's house, and there's sort of an odd knocking sound, and nobody else is reacting, and I'm kind of looking around going, okay. And then the knocking continued. No one's reacting anymore. I'm feeling like I'm going mad. And then the floor started to slowly rise, and out of the cellar came some balloons. With Michael attached. Michael stepped out like he was Doctor Who stepping out of the TARDIS in some weird and wonderful planet. That... So at that point, I think I went completely white and didn't know what was going on. I couldn't quite decide if I was mad or everyone else was, as everyone else who worked at Dulwich slowly started appearing from all different corners of the house. I worked out what was going on when Katie stepped out of the pantry and everyone said happy birthday, and I, at this stage, was very white. And to this day, I don't think I've actually decided which one of us was mad.
We can never express how much Michael meant to us and how much he contributed to our childhoods and the people who we are now. But just know that there was a lot of happiness, a lot of laughter, and a lot of fun.